I'm David Gear, and I've been a listener of KMEW since I was a student at Wichita State back in the 80s, and have been an avid listener ever since, and it's just my go-to station. I felt that there was a value in increasing my one-time pledge because I value KMEW. I value NPR as a news source, as an entertainment source, and I just did not want to see KMEW or NPR for that matter go away.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 17th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The Omaha-based band Bad Self Portraits is in town to play Kirby's Beer Store tonight. Bassist and vocalist Ingrid Howell says although she doesn't listen to much mainstream pop music these days, her youthful listening habits were a different story.
Spread my wings, learn how to fly. I feel like Andy Dwyer in Parks and Rec when he's like, I put those lyrics in every song. That was me as a kid. I was like, oh, are we spreading our wings and learning how to fly? I want to do that. I want to do that. And are we getting out of this city? Because that's important. Like, they were my jams.
That's coming up after the news. The Federal Aviation Administration wants to fine Boeing $3.1 million for numerous safety violations, KMUW's Tom Schein reports.
The FAA says hundreds of the violations occurred at Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems. Spirit is one of Boeing's chief suppliers and one of the largest private employers in Kansas. The violations are from September of 2023 through February of 2024. They include an incident where a door blew off an Alaska Airlines 737 in mid-flight. The door was installed by workers at Spirit, but it was later removed and reinstalled at a Boeing plant in Seattle. Boeing is in the process of buying Spirit AeroSystems. It has 30 days to respond to the proposed fine. For KMUW News, I'm Tom Schein.
A Manhattan school board member who commented online about the shooting death of Charlie Kirk is no longer employed by the Kansas Department of Education, KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
Katie Allen was a research analyst for the State Department of Education when she commented on Facebook that the conservative activist's killing was, quote, well-deserved. Allen also serves on the Manhattan-Ogden School Board. She apologized for the post in the aftermath of Kirk's death. Allen said the comment, quote, is not who I am or what I believe, and that she is, quote, deeply worried about the violence and discontent happening in America today. Several Kansas lawmakers had called for Allen's firing, including Senate President Ty Masterson. Masterson has also urged her to step down from the Manhattan School Board. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The Wichita City Council voted yesterday to support a proposed $7.3 million expansion by Botanica. The council agreed to submit an application on Botanica's behalf for a state water conservation grant. Botanica's expansion plans include creating a water learning center for K-12 students in a portion of Sim Park. City Council member Maggie Ballard says she appreciates the garden's focus on regional water issues.
Thank you for being so creative in all of the ways to conserve our water at Botanica and for the city.
This spring, Botanica worked with city officials to water the gardens with water used in tests of Wichita's new wastewater treatment plant. The proposed expansion project would also use reclaimed water to support a new European-style garden, a conservatory, and a greenhouse for tropical plants. Kansans could see their health insurance costs skyrocket, and some could lose coverage if Congress does not renew a tax credit that expires at the end of the year. More than 22 million Americans rely on the health care tax credit to afford health insurance. 9 in 10 Affordable Care Act enrollees in Kansas took advantage of the credits to lower insurance premiums. Catherine Hempstead is with the health nonprofit Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says monthly out-of-pocket health insurance costs could spike for those using the public marketplace if the credit is not renewed.
Many will decide that they can't afford to renew their coverage, and then the market is going to become sort of increasingly expensive for the people that stay in it.
Hempstead says Congress could still choose to extend the credit, otherwise costs will begin to move up in January. A Constitution Day event will be held this evening at the Sedgwick County Historic Courthouse. We the People is a candlelight vigil honoring the Constitution, which was adopted on September 17, 1787. It begins tonight at 7:30 on the west side of the courthouse. People will read the Constitution aloud as part of the event. Electric candles will be provided. The event is sponsored by Leading Kansas, which describes itself as a nonpartisan entity dedicated to holding elected officials accountable. More information is at leadingkansas.org. Officials with the Kansas State Fair say a little more than 300,000 people attended this year's event in Hutchinson. Attendance was down about 10% from a year ago. Heavy rains early in the week made some parking lots unusable, forcing officials to implement a shuttle system for fairgoers. The 10-day event features carnival rides, concerts, and agriculture exhibits. The fair traces its roots to 1875, when the first Reno County Fair was held in Hutchinson. Officials say the 2026 State Fair will run from September 11th through the 20th. Home sales in the Wichita area were down again in August. The South Central Kansas MLS says 939 new and existing homes were sold last month. That's down about 8% from a year ago. The organization provides real estate data from 18 counties, including Sedgwick, Butler, and Harvey. Home sales in July also fell year over year. While sales fell in August, the average sale price of existing homes jumped about 3% to $278,000. Officials say the area has about a 2.8-month supply of housing inventory. That's less than the recommended 4 to 6 months. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Stevens with KMUW. We hope you can join us for Pint Night. It's tonight from 5:30 to 7 at Hopping Gnome Brewing, 1719 East Victor. It's a great chance to get to meet some of the staff here at KMUW and other KMUW listeners and fans. Again, that's tonight at Hopping Gnome Brewing, 5:30 to 7. We hope to see you there.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The Omaha, Nebraska band Bad Self Portraits recently released its debut album titled I Think I'm Going to Hell. It's a collection of songs that explore multiple facets of grief and trauma. The band's bassist and vocalist Ingrid Howell says the songs have helped her process her own hard times. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Ingrid Howell and has more.
There's some really heavy stuff going on in the lyrics on this album. Can you talk a little bit about that, at least the lyrics that you've written?
My style is very open and honest. It's the opposite of subtle, really. I find it very therapeutic to write through things because sometimes it makes me think about like the harder topics in my life in just a more like, life is beautiful because we have those hard moments and then we have really soft moments and beautiful things. And so I find it really like therapeutic to, when I don't want to stay stuck in feelings, in the feelings that I have about really tough situations. So I tend to write about them a lot and think about them from other people's perspectives. And this album in particular, I feel like I really got into like the nitty gritty of that.
It's also like there's like an acknowledgement, right? Like once you've, maybe you haven't moved all the way through some things yet, but you're moving through them and it's like, okay, well, you know, I moved 10 feet. I might still have another 15 feet to go, but 10 feet's not a small deal.
No, yeah, it's not. It's not a small deal. And this record's like main theme is like, what do we do in the moments after the initial capital T or lowercase t trauma has happened? You know, like we're not in the thick of it, but we still have like either some PTSD about it or some complex PTSD about it. And how do we like live after that? You know, like in the song Windowsill, the main thing is like, will I get back who I was after this thing? It's very likely that I won't get back fully who I was, but I also have gained a lot more as a person. Not that I wish that, you know, that song in particular is about someone passing. And so like, it's hard to think about like, man, I wish I had the person I was back before I lost you, you know? And that's very complicated, you know, because I want this person back in general. And then I'm like, God, am I so selfish for being like, yeah, it sucks that this person died, but I want myself back. And that's hard to sit with. And so I feel like writing about those things makes them a little less hard to sit with, because I do get people who will come up to me and say, like, I felt similarly, and like, now I don't feel so alone for feeling those not as pretty feelings.
There's something about a full-length record, at least for me, where it's like, you know, there were just certain ones that I've had over the years where it's like, oh, that's a friend. And I kind of wondered if you had that same experience, you know, about an album or albums.
Kelly Clarkson, any song that was like, Spread My Wings, Learn How to Fly, I feel like Andy Dwyer in Parks and Rec when he's like, I put those lyrics in every song. That was me as a kid. I was like, oh, are we spreading our wings and learning how to fly? I want to do that. I want to do that. And are we getting out of this city? Because that's important. And, you know, anything like Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway, I was like, yes, we're doing it. And those were, that was so therapeutic. I would just spend hours in my room just singing every song that was, and I was so, like, deeply connected to all of them, too. Just, like, they were my jams. So this is a really cool thing to actually have our music, like, in hand as records. It's very fun.
Bad Self Portraits performed tonight at Kirby's Beer Store. The band's album, I Think I'm Going to Hell, is available at record stores and through the group's Bandcamp page, and will hit digital streaming platforms later this month. You can read more of this story at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency Monday through Friday nights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Into Music, John McCutcheon discusses the timeless nature of song.
History is always teaching us, and all we have to do is pay attention.
That's Into Music this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a rambling Irishman.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.